This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military said recent strikes on Gaza had killed Hamas operatives, including the head of a battalion, as Palestinians claim daily record death tolls. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel's military intensified its bombing of southern Gaza overnight, pushing the Palestinian death toll past 6,500 on Wednesday, according to Gaza's health ministry. International calls are growing for a pause in fighting to let aid into the enclave and prevent more deaths. Health officials said dozens were killed in the south, where hundreds of thousands fled after Israel warned them it would attack the north. It's seeking to wipe out Hamas militants who mounted a killing spree in Israel on October the 7th that took more than 1,400 lives. Hamas also seized 222 hostages, among them at least 28 children.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel is preparing a ground invasion of Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised statement on Wednesday, but he declined to provide any details on the timing or other information on the operation. He said the decision on when forces would go into the Palestinian enclave controlled by the Islamist movement Hamas would be taken by the government's special war cabinet, which includes the leader of one of the centrist opposition parties. U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken out against retaliatory attacks by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. He also said he's redoubling his commitment to working on a two-state solution to end the decades-long Israel-Palestinian conflict. Biden spoke at the White House at the start of a news conference with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. This is VOA News. Kenya's chief